thoughts from Vision's Daily Devotion, The Word for Today.
Tuesday the 16th of March, 2021. The topic is Dealing with Fear, Part 2. From Genesis 3:10, I was afraid and hid from you. We tend to think that successful people are exempt from fear. Nothing could be further from the truth. Every generation in history has experienced fear. The first person God created was Adam, and the first recorded words Adam spoke were these: I heard your voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself. Fear is genetic. It's part of human nature. Studies confirm that our seven greatest areas of fear are these. Number one, finances. Number two, health. Number three, career concerns. Number four, parenting struggles. Number five, family relationships. Number six, accomplishing personal goals. And number seven, death. Are you fearful and anxious in any of these areas? Fear can be a destructive force in your life. One of the old English words for fear means sudden attack. It's akin to an old German word for fear that means ambush or snare. That's what fear does. It attacks us and takes us captive. So what's the answer? Faith in God. Fear weakens, but faith strengthens. Fear imprisons, but faith liberates. Fear paralyzes, but faith empowers. Fear disheartens, but faith encourages. And fear sickens, but faith heals. It has been said that the words fear not are recorded in Scripture 366 different times. If that is so, God has given us a fear not for every day of the year and one for leap year. And here's one of them. Fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. Today, God is with you, and He promises to strengthen and guide you in every situation you face. From Vision's Word for Today, Dealing with Fear.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au. Just another way Vision connects faith to your life.